This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Some swastikas were drawn in a fifth grade bathroom at Soda Creek Elementary School in Steamboat Springs Tuesday afternoon. Steamboat Springs School District and school administration met with fifth grade students to discuss the gravity of making derogatory comments and using hateful symbols. Due to the age of the students, the school district told parents that they're approaching the incident with increased education to help the students better understand why hate and anti-Semitism have no place in our schools and community. The Inspector General for the U.S. Post Office has finally completed and released an audit report of delivery and customer service in the mountain towns of Colorado. The report confirms that customers here have experienced lower on-time service for packages of mail. Main reason, hard to hire and retain personnel. It also cites inadequate management and lack of communication, quote, that resulted in significant delays, incorrect package returns, and misinformation for customers. The report says they've made 10 recommendations to fix the problems. Colorado lawmakers Bennett and Hickenlooper and Goose sent out a press release about the confirmation of the deficiencies in local mail service, which they also credited local media for bringing it up to their attention. We've been reporting on this since January. The Yampa Valley Community Foundation's in their new building at 4th and Oak in Steamboat Springs. They had an open house Thursday morning. The building's 3,400 square feet, geothermally heated and cooled. Tim Wolgenot is the executive director of the Yampa Valley Community Foundation.
We're one of the few commercial buildings in town that went that direction, and we're really pleased with it so far. It's going to save us a ton of money.
The land was donated, and the cost of construction for the $2.7 million building was also paid for with donations. The Yampa Valley Balloon Rodeo will be back again this summer. The date has just been confirmed for the last weekend in July. Expect at least 30 balloons and pilots to be flying over Steamboat. In a few upcoming events, Better Tomorrow's newest program, Queer Futures, will host a ribbon-cutting and open house from 10 to 2 Saturday, 480 Rolling Stone Drive. A Merry Christmas Craig holiday concert is at 6 o'clock tonight, Saturday and Sunday. It's free at the Craig Christian Church, 960 West Victory Way. A menorah lighting's at the base of Steamboat Resort at 3 o'clock Saturday in celebration of the Festival of Light. A second menorah lighting is at 5:30 Sunday at the Heart of Steamboat Church at 8th and Oak. Everybody's invited, whether local or visiting, Jewish or not. Bark the Halls Saturday as the Route County Humane Society presents Picture Your Pet with Santa. It's a fundraiser for Snow Bowl Steamboat from noon to 3. About 60 to 70 athletes are competing in the Winter Start Ski Jumping and Nordic Combined at Howlison Hill this weekend. In high school sports, the Steamboat Shootout Basketball Tournament continues at Steamboat Springs High School. We'll do play-by-play on some of those games on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM. That's also where you can listen to tonight's Sailor hockey game against Durango. Puck drops at 7:15 Howlison Ice Arena. It's Teddy Bear Toss Night. The Sailors play Durango again at 12:30 tomorrow. Sirocco High School is hosting a wrestling tournament for boys and girls. The Sailor wrestling team will be there, so will the Moffat County girls team. Sirocco Rams and Hayden Tiger basketball teams are at the Meeker Shootout. The Moffat County boys and girls basketball teams are at a tournament in Glenwood Springs. The Bulldogs and the Tiger boys wrestling teams are at the Western Slope Showdown in Montrose. I'm Shannon Lukens. First with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.